So the theme of our church this year is a spiritual revival. So you can see at the bulletin, the cover.
恢复关系其实对于教会灵命复苏呢非常重要。
So restoration of relationship is important for church growth.
那为什么呢?
So why so?
我们知道教会不是一些圣人的地方, 是一群蒙恩罪人的聚集。
So church is a gathering assembly of sinners.
而人与人之间的关系则影响整个教会整体的建造。
Interpersonal relationship affects the building of the whole church.
所以我们常常说一句话, 说有关系就没关系, 然后呢, 没关系就有关系。
So there's an adage, connections make things go round, without you may suffer.
那我们常常因为这句话不懂, 结果就出了很多关系。
And sometimes if we don't know, we suffer consequently.
那关系呢, 更是深深影响在我们生活当中的每一个层面。
Relationship intertwined with every aspect of our life.
因为我们今天是处在一个关系导向的社会当中。
Our society relationship oriented.
我们与人的关系好坏, 甚至可以决定我们一生的命运。
Sometimes our fate depends on our interpersonal relationship.
假设我们与人的关系不好, 处理不好, 不但影响你工作效率或学习成绩。
So if we have poor social skill, it may affect our work or study.
连你周围与你相处的人也连带受牵累。
So even cause collateral damage.
所以我们看今天在公司里面, 在学校里面, 最吃香的, 通常不是那些工作表现最优异或是能力最强的。
In corporate world, people on fast track may not be the best or the most capable.
而是那些人际关系处理最好的。
But have the best interpersonal relationship.
同不同意?
Do you agree?
只有今天多一点人同意我了。
So there are more people agreeing with me.
我们的互动可以决定讲道的品质。
So our interaction determines the quality of my preaching.
我们既然知道关系的互动，就像我们这关系的互动这么重要，但是今天我要请问，我们人与人之间的关系是越来越好，还是越来越差呢？
Since it's important for interaction, is our interpersonal relationship getting better or worse?
又不理我了。
So no response.
我们过去隔壁村庄的时候，两二十里外的。 某户人家发生什么小事，可能我们都知道，阿猫阿狗生了什么，我们都知道。但是现在只有两步的距离，对面的邻居叫什么名字都不知道。So
in the past, neighborhood villagers knew each other pretty well, but nowadays, we don't even know the names of the neighbors across the street.
是不是很奇怪啊？
So is that strange?
我们隔壁州是美国亚利桑那州，在这一州的最高法院门口摆了一部特别的机器，叫做快速法庭。
So there's a machine at the entrance of Arizona Supreme Court called Instant Court.
这个机器呢可以在30分钟之内帮助一对夫妻办完合法的离婚手续。
It can process a divorce in 30 minutes.
申请人只要输入一些个人的资料，回答一些问题，机器呢就会印出18页的文件，离婚手续正式完成。
So after some personal data and answering some questions, the machine can spill out an 18-page document to finalize the procedure.
你想想看，几十年的婚姻关系竟然可以在短短的30分钟之内借由一部机器了结了。
Think about it. Years of marriage can be annulled by a machine in 30 minutes.
你说对于今天我们那么样看重关系互动的人，其实是一个极大的讽刺。
It's so ironic about human interaction.
人的关系要挽回，但是机器帮不了忙。
People can reverse damaged relationships.
你说可以啊，今天是一个现代科技的时代，我们很多时候都用这些科技来彼此沟通，建立感情啊。So
you may consider digital communication to improve relationship.
那听说今天很多人，他们夫妇天天借着玩电脑或是滑手机，来传简讯或者是这个发电邮。
Rumor has it some couple communicate by emails.
但他不是在谈情说爱，他们彼此已经好久没有说话了，所以发电邮传简讯就是提醒对方，今天账单要付了，晚上钢琴小孩要接送。So
they rarely speak with each other, such as texting each other, reminding to pay bills or pick up schedule for kids.
这还算好的。
So that is not bad.
现在有一个新的名词叫做网络霸凌。
But you'd heard about the term internet troll? Troll and bully.
Bully. 说穿了，其实就是用科技来破坏人与人的关系。
So those low life use digital technology to cause division.
所以今天无论有你有再多的金钱财富，你有再深的学问知识，你有再高的社会地位，当你与人的关系不好的时候，你做什么事都没有劲，都不开心，感到挫折，灰心丧志。
So no matter how rich, how knowledgeable, how powerful, if you can't get along with others, then nothing seems interesting, doesn't it? If you feel dejected, burdened, and sorrowful.
所以当你觉得你的生活开始觉得很苦闷、难受啊，烦躁、忧虑啊，然后呢，不能享受喜乐、感受平安，其实可能真正的原因并不是上帝特别给你一个苦难，而是你在关系的处理上出了问题。
When you can't experience peace and joy, the real reason may not be that God wants you to suffer, but your relationship with God and others have issues.
因此呢，你如果要改善这样的情况呢，有三方面的关系你都要恢复。
Therefore, we need to respect in three areas.
Yeah, 恢复与上帝的关系，与他人的关系，以及与自己的关系。
Restore with God, with others, and with yourself.
首先我们来看与上帝的关系要恢复，我们一起来读哥林多后书五章二十节。
So let's read verses 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verses 20.
预备，请。
So we're therefore Christ's ambassador, though we're making his appeal through us, we implore you to be Christ-like, be reconciled to God.
在这里，保罗力劝我们要与神和好，恢复与神之间的关系，并且呢，这成为他一生做基督使者的任务。
So Paul implored us to reconcile to God, to be ambassador for God, to the rest of our life.
而我们今天也仍然在接续传承这样的一个任务。
So we are continuing this mission.
我们都听过一句话，叫做这个 Christian, 基督教不是关于宗教，而是关系。
We heard about Christian is not about religion, it's about relationship.
那用今天的话来说，就是说，你今天成为基督徒，并不是进入或是接受一个宗教，而是恢复你与上帝之间的关系。
So as a Christian, it's not being religious, but restoring relationship with God.
这个关系就是与上帝重新和好，修复了这个原本破坏的关系。
So reconcile to God.
所以当我们信主成为神的儿女之后，虽然我们有身份的改变，但不一定真正与神恢复和好关系。
When we believe we became children of God, our status changed, but may not reconcile to God.
我们很熟悉一个故事，叫做浪子回头。
So we heard about the story about prodigal son.
我们在这段经，我们一起来读路加福音十五章二十一到二十四节，好吗
？So let's read the verses together.
预备，请。
The son said to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I'm no longer worthy to be called your son. But the father said to his servant, Quick, bring the best robe and put it on him. Put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet. Bring the fattened calf and kill it. Let's have a feast and celebrate. For this son of mine was dead and he's alive again. He was lost and is found. So they began to celebrate.
我很喜欢你们这样互动，很好，就是声音越大声了。
So I like the interaction. You're getting louder and louder.
我们看见这个故事，浪子跟天父的这个关系，跟他父亲的关系的恢复。但是我们看见这个重新和好，并不是因为他身份的改变。
The story about damaging relationship with prodigal sons and heavenly father, but there is no change of status.
因为他不是收容一个浪子成为儿子，因为儿子一直都是儿子。
It's not about adopting a prodigal son. He has always a son.
没有因为他离家，那他这个就改变他的身份。
Even when wandering away, he was still a son.
一个浪子回去，出去外面，他落魄了，他愿意回来，重新恢复他跟父亲的关系。
It's about his change of heart, returning home.
但这个关系的恢复呢，是原因在于这个浪子对于自己有更清楚的认识。他说自己何等的不配啊！
So he knew he was worthy and took the action.
所以他不被称为这个儿子的，他有这样的一个渴慕，并且采取一个具体的行动，愿意回到他的父亲那里去。
So he was homesick and he took action and returned.
那今天我们与天父恢复的关系，其实也是如此的。
So our relationship with Heavenly Father is the same.
我们要回家了。
So we're coming home.
不是去找一个宗教，是要回到那个爱你的、那个等候你的那个天父那里去。
It's not seeking a religion, but coming back to a loving Father.
那你要回家，不是说哇，我多了不起哈，我看得起天父，我看得起神，我要来你面前，不是这样子啦。我们要明白自己是个罪人，何等的不配，能够承受这样的救恩，所以愿意谦卑的来到神的面前，来寻求他的怜悯和宽恕。
So we need to repent, unworthy of eternal life, only when we humble ourselves in the presence of God, asking for His mercy and forgiveness.
所以，当我们重新认识自己的不配，并且将自己再次归属于这位伟大的神，那时候才是真正的恢复和神之间和好的关系。
And coming to God, then that's how you reconcile with God.
才能够如同那位浪子跟父亲一样，就是父亲说，这是死而复活，失而又得的。
So that's why my son was lost, now coming back. So he was dead, now alive.
可惜这个故事呢，还出现另外一个浪子，就是他的大儿子。
Alas, there's another prodigal son, the elder son.
因为他的嫉妒心在那发作，虽然他天天与父亲在一起，但是他们之间的关系并不一定是很好的。
So he lived with his father, but didn't have good relationship with his father.
因为他不知道体贴他父亲的心意。
So he didn't know the will of his father.
这说明一个基督徒，不管你信主多年，若你没有体贴或明白天父的心意，你与这个上帝的关系也不一定会很好的。
So if a Christian doesn't understand the will of God, the relationship with God cannot be good.
所以不要以为你信主多年了，哦，在教会长大了，好的孩子都在，你的关系一定是跟上帝很好的关系，不一定哦。
So as a believer for years or grew up in church, may not have the best relationship with God.
所以因此，不管你是刚刚才开始慕道而已，或者是信主多年，假设我们的生命没有跟上帝建立一个亲密的关系，无论你参加再多的教会活动，或是参与再多的教会服事，仍然不能够解决你真正生命的问题。
Regardless, you just believe for many years, you come to church regularly, or even serve in church. If you don't have a relationship with God, doesn't mean anything.
那更别说你要去经历那个更丰盛的生命，你还要去成为别人的祝福，那就更遥远了。
So forget about becoming the blessing to others or enjoying the abundant life.
所以你可以成为一个信主多年的基督徒，但却是糊里糊涂的徒啊，搞不清楚神的心意。
So you may be
住在家里那个浪子。
So you may be a Christian for many years, still cannot be in line with God's will, becoming a household prodigal son.
那这样就很可惜了。
So what a pity.
所以我们宁愿当离家出甚远的那个浪子，他先能够彻底的破碎自己，然后愿意重新回头与父亲和好，这样才能够经历一个翻转的生命。
So you'd rather be a prodigal son wandering away, return and reconcile with God and change your life.
那你说到底，牧师，你的意思是我们要怎么样跟神恢复这个关系和好的关系呢？
So how can we reconcile to God?
难道要我们每个人都像浪子离家这样，这个离家出走吗？
So we need to wander away then came back.
然后我们都把大家赶出教会，然后大家就再回来，这样是吗？
So we can expel everyone from the church then return.
所以我们看见那些离开了又回来，哦，这就是浪子，不是这样子的。
So you cannot say people visiting left and coming back again, calling them prodigal son. It's not this way.
其实理论上，人要跟神有和好关系，根本不可能。
Actually, we can reconcile with God.
因为人是有罪的，而且神是那么圣洁的。有罪的人就该受这个罪的刑罚与代价，就是下地狱。
So we're a sinner. God is holy. Sinner deserve punishment and pay the price for sin in hell.
那地狱是什么呢？
So what is hell?
我们都形容得很恐怖。其实地狱就是没有上帝的地方，永远与神隔离。
So hell is just a place separated with God forever.
然而我们知道全世界人类历史当中最伟大的好消息，就是因为耶稣的，就是上帝的爱差遣他的独生爱子耶稣基督来到这个世界上。
Then the best good news for human beings, God so loved the world, he sent his only begotten son to die for us on the cross.
借着在十字架上为我们付上赎罪重价，来完成救赎罪人的使命。
So pay the price for our sin.To restore our relationship.
以至于世人可以恢复了上下人与神 和好的关系。
To restore the relationship between man and God.
是神主动的付上这样的一个代价。
So he actively paid the price.
那十字架这个死呢，那代表神跟人之间的关系恢复了，并且还有人跟人之间的关系也恢复了。
It also restored man to man's relationship.
其实这个和好的关系呢，是人与神的关系跟与人的关系是相辅相成的。
So they're both important and complementary.
所以我们接下来会来讲到与恢复与他人和好的关系也很重要。
So restore better relationship with others also very important.
让我们来读第十八节到第十九节。
So let's read verses 18 and 19.
预备，请。
All this from God who reconciled us to Himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. That God was reconciling the world in Himself in Christ, not counting man's sin against them.And he has committed to us the message of reconciliation.
神赐给基督徒一个特殊的职分，那个职分就是劝人与神和好。
So God gives Christians the ministry of reconciliation.
就是让我们与他人之间呢，必须要有一个很好的一个互动关系，我们才能够达到这样的一个使命。
So it's about good interaction between men.
神慎重地将这样的使命托付给我们，而不是给天使啊。
So God solemnly entrusts this important mission to us on earth, not to angels.
所以我们在世上就一个很特别的、一个很神圣的一个任务，就是做基督的使者。
So we have a holy mission as ambassador for God.
那基督使者就是必须要与人接触，而不是与世隔绝。
So Christians should interact with other people, not just isolated.
以为自己把自己隐居起来，成为修道者，甚至耶稣都要我们如同羊进入狼群般的，天天处在险恶环境当中来接触人群。
Not being ascetics, but just like a sheep into wolf pack, interact with others.
也许有人说啊，我啊以前在社会上很失望，但是信主之后呢，我们来到这个教会。成为基督徒之后，应该好好的敬拜神，好好服侍神，好好追求神，好好享受神，管好自己就好了，还管别人的事。
So some may think a Christian is about worship and serve God, enjoy His presence by ourselves, and that's it.
其实人与神的关系若是真正的好，也必须表现在人与人的关系上。
Actually, if we have good relationship with God, it will show with the relationship with others.
例如圣经告诉我们，我们如果不能够爱那个看得见的人，怎么能够爱那个看不见的神呢？
So if we can't love visible people, how can we love invisible God?
我们一起来读约翰一书四章二十节到二十一节。
So let's read.
预备，请。
If anyone I love God, yet hates his brother, he's a liar. For anyone does not love his brother, who has seen cannot love God, who has not seen. And he has given us commandLove God must also love his brothers.
好，一个爱神的人才会是一个爱别人的人。
If you love God, you can love others.
同样的，一个与神关系和好的人，也一定是与人关系和好的人。
In the same token, a man has good relationship with God should have good relationship with others.
那我们就问了，我要怎么样与别人的关系和好呢？
Then how can I reconcile with to others?
啊，答案就是要改变。
So it requires change.
和好这个字，希腊文的字根就是改变。
So reconcile in Greek means change.
Yeah, 也就是我们信主前后，不但是与神的关系改变，与人的关系也必须要有改变。
So after believing in God, not only our relationship with God changed, so did with others.
信主以前，我们常跟人家吵架，然后用三字经脏话骂人。但是信主后呢，我们不再用三字经骂人，改用圣经骂人。
So before we cuss with four-letter words, but after believing, we swear with scriptures.
有人笑得特别大声，是不是用圣经骂过人啊？
So you've done that before, right?
圣经中耶稣也教导我们，在马太福音五章二十三到二十四节。
So in Matthew chapter 5:23-24.
他说我们要献礼物的时候，想起弟兄向你怀恨，然后呢，要怎么样呢？我们一起来读好不好？预备，来。
So first go and relieve to brothers, and then come another gift.
然后献礼物，这个在说什么事情啊？
So what is this about?
是说说我们要跟神建立一个很好的关系，我们献礼物，表示你要献上你的服事啊，你的一切摆上这一切，神不悦纳，为什么？你先处理好跟人的关系啊。
So God wants first reconcile to others, not just worship and serve, then to God.
你要与神建立好关系之前，先与别人先建立好关系。
So we want first reconcile with others.
可惜我们深受中国文化的影响，我们中国人看重人与人的这个负面的关系。
Unfortunately, culturally speaking, we Chinese are vengeful and negative.
没有人说这个有，所以有人说君子感恩三年不晚，没有这样说哈。我们是怎么说？君子报仇三年不晚。
So we stress payback even after 3 years.
我觉得君子就应该饶恕，是不是
？A gentleman should forgive.
以和平代替仇恨，是不是
？So repay hatred with peace.
耶稣就是给我们这样的榜样。
So God gave us example for peace.
我们一起来读以弗所书二章十六节的教导。
Ephesians chapter 2 verses 16.
预备，请。
And in one body to reconcile both of them to God through the cross, by which He put to death their hostility.
所以最大的得胜其实不是报仇。
So,
不是以牙还牙，以血还血。最大的仇恨是，最大的得胜是化解仇恨，消灭冤仇，乃是要以爱胜恨，以死灭仇。
So after all, ultimate victory is not about revenge, tooth for tooth, blood for blood, but love conquers hatred.
主耶稣上十字架的目的，不是要我们彼此仇视、仇恨。不是要我们去恨犹太人，去恨那些罗马兵丁，反是教导我们要赦免那一些他们自己在做什么都不知道的人。
The purpose for Jesus to die on the cross is not about hating each other, not hating the Jew, blaming the Jew or Roman soldiers, but forgive those who knows nothing.
主耶稣带来的和平才是真正的和平。
The peace from Jesus is the real peace.
因为他不但是使全人类得以与神和好，也要我们在族群当中也能够彼此和好。
To reconcile all men to God and all tribes.
你想看看，如果能够在不同的族群当中都有这种和好的胸襟，那更何况我们生活当中最亲密的家人或是配偶、兄弟姐妹之间呢
？So we need to accept one another, especially among spouses, family, brothers, and sisters.
可是可惜的，今天我们看见许多家庭物质缺乏这个问题已经改善了，但是呢，关系呢却越来越糟糕。
Unfortunately, there are quarrels between household, husband, wife, and so on and so forth.
你要做牧师呢，常常要解决的就是夫妻关系啊、亲子关系啊、婆媳关系啦、手足关系这些家庭问题，很多人就来找牧师了。
So, pastor constantly dealing with the quarrel between husband and wife, parents, children, brother and sister, so on and so forth.
而且是越来越严重啊
！It's getting worse and worse.
你想，如果说我们连自己的家人关系都搞不定，更别说复杂的这些其他的这些人际关系了。
So if we cannot settle among the family members, what about the more complicated relationship with others?
圣经告诉我们一个例子，雅各他的关系家庭关系也是一塌糊涂的。
So God gave us a story about Jacob with terrible.Family relationship.
他原本是一个与人关系处不好的人，因为他过去是一雅各的意思就是抓住，他就是喜欢，就是说一句今天的话，就是一个不吃亏的人。
Jacob was difficult to deal with. He was called heel catcher. He likes to scheme, taking advantage.
这样的人什么都要去抓的人呢，跟人的关系当然不好了。
So he had very poor interpersonal relationships.
你看，为了刚才跟哥哥争一个长子的名分，用一碗红豆汤就骗了他的哥哥以扫。
He used the red bean soup to cheat his brother Esau of birthright.
那搞到最后呢，他不得不逃难到他去投靠他的舅父拉班。
Then had to flee to his uncle Laban.
那经过一段时间磨练之后，尽管他经历神的同在，得到物质的祝福，但是他自己家里的关系也是搞不好。
However, through times and experiences, despite the presence and blessing from God, his family relationship was never smooth.
来有两个妻子，姐妹之间彼此勾心斗角，他都不知道从中排解， 然后还造成这个里面的这些纷争不断。
The strife between two wives were never settled.
所以想要娶两个老婆的，注意一下哈。
So, just one wife.
问题很多的哈。
So it's enough to deal with just one wife.
那他跟他的舅父、他的岳父哈，其实岳父的关系也是处不好的，搞到最后不蒙名誉的收场。
With his uncle and father-in-law, the relationship was not good either.
必须暗中逃离这个妒火中烧的这个舅、这岳父拉班，回到迦南地。
So she split and fled in secrecy.
所以我们看见一个认识神或是经历过神的人，不一定就是已经与神建立一个美好关系的人。
A person knowing or experiencing God does not mean right with God.
他雅各过去。他曾经在伯特利做梦，梦到异象，与神相遇，并且他立志要守十一奉献的这个经验，似乎没有让他真正得到生命的改变。
Jacob had a vision in a dream at Bethel. He vowed to tithe. Still, there was no real change in his life.
因为当时他并没有与神恢复那个重新和好的那个关系，直到。他在亚伯渡口与神摔跤的经历，才真正的与神重新建立那个关系。
Because he did not reconcile to God at that time, only until he wrestled with God at Paddan Aram, then he truly reconciled to God.
我们知道那一天晚上，他跟天使，其实就是神自己在那里摔跤，整夜的摔跤，摔跤，哇，就是难分难舍，直到黎明的时候都不能够胜过，都不能够取胜。
That night.Jacob wrestled with God until dawn, but because God couldn't win.
奇怪啦，他跟上帝摔跤，怎么上帝都输他啊？不能够取胜，真的他那么厉害吗？
How come God couldn't win?
其实不是的，并不是说神不能够胜过雅各，而是雅各不愿让神来胜过自己。
Because Jacob wouldn't let God.
就像我们今天的光景一样，我们不愿意让神在我们生命中来掌权居首位。
We're similar today, not willing to God in charge.
我们自己要做主，不愿意让神做主。
So we want to be in charge.
后来雅各明白了，神要得胜我们其实太容易了，他只要轻轻的摸一把，轻轻摸一把，哇，雅各就瘸了，瘸腿了。
So then Jacob realized victory is God's. God touched him and then won.
后来神赐给雅各一个新名字，叫做什么？以色列。以色列的意思是什么？神得胜啊。
So God gave him a new name, Israel, which means God prevails.
雅各是一个抓住的人，但是呢，以色列会变成神得胜了。
So from heel catcher becoming God prevails.
意思就是他与神与人较力都得了胜。
So he wrestled with God and prevailed.
哎，奇怪了，一个输了的人怎么会得胜呢？
It's so odd that winning by losing.
这说明一个属灵的真理。
So this is about the spiritual truth.
如果我们的生命真的被神得胜，被神降服了，那我们便是一个真正得胜的信徒。
If we overcome in life and submit to God, we are the real victorious believers.
我们看见随着雅各与神真正的和好，他与人的关系也和好了。
So after Jacob reconciled to God, then he reconciled with others.
他以前是一个抓住的人，对利益呢死缠烂打都不放手，一个绝不吃亏的人。但现在他不再重视这些财务事上的一切了。
No more conniving heel catcher, unwilling to let go. Now he no longer value wealth and worldly belongings.
回到迦南地的时候，他把这些财物很慷慨的给他的哥哥以扫。
So after returning to Canaan, he begged and gave gifts to Esau.
恳求他来收下这些的财物，这些的礼物。
So gave him many gifts.
为了要以求兄弟的和好，他不在乎这些的物质的东西，为了就是要求一个和好。
Just for reconciliation.
从此之后，我们看见圣经不再提及雅各与任何人有任何的过节。
From that point on, no more records in Bible about Jacob's strife with others.
因为从此之后，他与人的关系也恢复了。
So there's a proper relationship with others.
换句话说，假如你要与人恢复有和好的关系，你就必须要先与神恢复和好的关系。正如你要与神有和好的关系，你也必须同时有与人有和好的关系。
So there's a proper sequence of reconciliation, first to God, then to others.
换句话说，这两者的关系呢，与神和好，与人和好， 这是相辅相成，一体两面的。
So the reconciliation to God and to others are complementary.
那不过你就有问题了，你们都很聪明的，好像说，那到底要先与神和好，还是先与人和好？这好像先有鸡还是先有蛋的问题，是不是？
So which one first, reconcile to God or reconcile to others?
好，你们觉得呢？
So what do you think?
与神和好啊。
To God.
好，答案是先与自己和好啊。
Well, reconcile to yourself first.
恢复，我们第三要讲啊。
So that's the third.
啊，与自己，对不起，我打错了，与自己，啊，与自己和好的关系。好，我们一起来读啊，更多后是五章十七节，预备来。
Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old has gone. The new is here.
好，一个新造的人就是一个重新接纳自己的人。
To accept himself as a new self, a new beginning.
旧的已经过去了，往事不再重提。
So let bygones be gone.
我们讲好汉不提什么？当年勇哈，啊，接受自己一个全新的自我，如同一个新生命的开始。
So it's a new life, a new beginning.
许多人不能够接纳他自己的，觉得自己没有用处，因为他没有自我价值的肯定，所以他活着越活越没有意思。
Many cannot accept themselves, feeling worthless, meaningless.
即便他有很多的金钱，很多的财物，很多的声望，很多的地位，很多这些外在的东西，但是他还是活得觉得没有意义。
Regardless, wealth and position and life seems meaningless.
好，你不要以为说这些社会中比较愚昧的或者没有学问的人，他会有这样的一个想法，
so,
觉得不能够接纳自己。
So it's not limited to uneducated, mediocre people.
其实今天有越来越多高学历的人也开始不能够接纳自己。
More and more highly educated people cannot accept themselves.
因为他们会觉得说自己无论再怎么努力，总会有人比他们优秀或是比他们幸运。
No matter how hard they try, there are always someone else better or luckier.
所以他们永远不论他们再怎么努力，他都没有办法真正的肯定自己。
So they cannot affirm themselves.
尤其那些曾经在为公司立下汗马功劳的人，如今风光不再，不再得到尊重了。
So even some founding father of great company, they felt losing their respect.
哇，他们就觉得自己活得没有价值。
So they no longer feel valued.
或是有一些退休的老人，他觉得自己已经没有用了，不像从前，别人都听他使唤，现在别人都不听他的了。
Or after retirement, it seems nobody hears you out.
那有些儿女呢，不再听他们的。
Not even your own children.
这还算好了，连自己的身体也开始不听使唤了。
And even your body is deteriorating.
是不是开始觉得自己没有用了？
So it's worthless.
其实不管各样的人，无论老人、小孩、男人、女人，很容易呢，都为了一些鸡毛蒜皮的小事，就跟自己过意不去。
Regardless who you are, young or old, we are easily upset over trivial matters.
其实你知道真正的关系，真的原因是什么呢？是你自己跟自己的关系没有建立好。
All because we have not reconciled to ourselves.
1965年9月7号，世界撞球冠军争夺赛在美国纽约隆重举行。
September 17, 1965, World Championship Billiards was held in New York City.
好，路易斯·福克斯他一路领先，好，他得分一。再得几分，他就稳坐冠军宝座了。
So Louis Fox was leading wire to wire, almost to the end.
好，这时候呢，他看见一只苍蝇落在那个白球上面，啊，要打那个白球啊，都落在那上面。
Suddenly a fly stopped at the cue ball.
所以他就挥手把那个苍蝇赶走了。
So he waved and sent the flies away.
那这个路易斯呢，就再次要击球了，准备击球的时候，哎，那个讨厌的苍蝇又飞到那个白球了。
Only to see the fly return for the third time.
所以他就把他赶走，再次赶走。
So he waved and sent the fly again.
再打几得几分就稳坐世界冠军。这时候呢，好，他就要开始击球的时候，苍蝇又飞来了。哇，这是讨厌的苍蝇。结果呢，他就第三次的时候，观众这么大的观众在那哄堂大笑，哈哈大笑。
So it was so comical that the audience laughed and laughed.
那在观众的笑声当中，他的情绪一下就坏起来了。
So he felt upset.
甚至更糟糕的是，觉得这个苍蝇好像跟他作对。
It seemed that the fly has something personal against him.
所以他又回到这个球台上面，第四次他回到那里，结果苍蝇又来了啊！这时候这个观众笑得人仰马翻的。
So coming back over and over again, the audience continued to laugh.
这个路易斯情绪一下坏到极点，顿时间失去了理智，他拿那个球杆去打那个苍蝇。
So he finally lost it, used the stick to hit the fly.
就苍蝇没打到，去碰到白球。
Incidentally touched the cue ball.
裁判判他违规，就失去这一轮的机会。
The ref counted as a stroke.
这时候路易斯的这个大乱，就让他的对手开始进攻。这时候他的就是大乱了，结果连连失利。他的对手约翰迪瑞则越战越勇，并且赶上超过了他，最后夺走冠军。
So he lost his edge to his opponent John Derek, and John eventually won the championship.
第二天早上，人们在河里发现路易斯的尸体，他投河自尽了。
So next morning, people found Louis' body in the river. He committed suicide.
一个小小的苍蝇居然把所向无敌的世界冠军击倒。
A tiny fly beat a world champion.
这个报纸的标题就是这样，一个小小的这个苍蝇把这个世界冠军击倒。其实击败他的不是这只苍蝇，也不是他的对手拿到冠军的对手，而是他自己啊。
So it's a tragic that he himself beat.
这本是一场不该发生的悲剧。假如他能够先处理好自己的情绪，先恢复跟自己和好的关系。